Testing 1, 2.
Hello.
Testing 1, 2.
Hello.
All right, man. Hello there. The clean-shaven Phil Hendry. I know I look kind of weird. I always look weird when I shave. People have told me, don't shave completely, Phil, because your face doesn't make it anymore. You know, when I was younger, I was a very handsome guy, of course, but weren't we all? Now my face has character. It has, I don't know what it's got. What is this? The Hurricanes and the Rangers. This is, what the fuck series is this? They were 0-4 against the Rangers. 2019-20, this is from this season. What? 2019-2020 season, 0-4? So this is a meeting between the Rangers and the Carolina Hurricanes, who were a very interesting team. I guess last year they were intriguing. They were young, but they were experienced. I couldn't really quite make these guys, but they had a lot of confidence. They had a lot of youth. Not so much youth, but they were in their prime, let's put it that way. Hurricanes, Shock or Chuck, Hurricane Six versus Rangers. I don't know what the fuck. Are they just reviewing different games? Something maybe. You know, I don't know, man. You know, you can't rush this shit. Everybody's okay, it's fine. Let's reopen the camp. Let's reopen. You can't do it, brother. You got to just wait for this motherfucker to be over with. And you got to hope and pray that the scientific community has the wherewithal, the support, the money, et cetera, so on and so forth, to develop a vaccine, you know, and a treatment too. That's the other thing. You got to have a treatment, man. You got to have, you got to be able to treat this shit. You have to have antiviral drug. They have no goddamn treatment for this thing. This is why people go, well, you know, the flu takes more people. This is true, but the flu is nowhere near as deadly in terms of the people it affects, you know. Right now, we're at 120. We're going to lose maybe another, I won't even guess, man, but we could lose 200,000 people to this fucking thing. And for people that love to do numbers, that's a bad fucking number, man. That's a badass number. You know, that's not anything that compares favorably to anything else. All right. I don't want to go through a whole thing, but these cats that are like, baseball is fucked. They're all fucked up at baseball. They're like, they want the players to sign some collective bargaining addendum so that this, that, and something else happens during the baseball season, and I just don't see it happening. Hello, it's Phil Hendry here, and I'm talking in a normal voice. All right, cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. There's no question about that. Hey, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, you know. I like.
Oh, Mr. Henry, I did Mavis last night. I thought she was very good. Mr. Henry, you know.
1111111. Testing 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9. 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9. 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9. 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9.
I will tell you, Mr. Henry, I've had an awful lot of fun in my day. I don't want to fuck with you.
Now, Phil, I know you want to do all kinds of fun things. You do funny voices, and I've got this young man in my class who, he'll say, Dr. Emery Clayton, he'll say, Dr. Clayton, you know, when the cow jumped over the moon, and he'll go, yeah, I can't describe this kid. He's real weird. Can you work with a kid like that?
So Dr. Clayton, Dr. Emery Clayton, who's Professor Emery Clayton, excuse me, is wants me to work with some fucking kid who does a lot of goofy voices in his classroom. Yeah, Phil, his name is Gabriel Hancock, you know. Let me see here. There was a while I was doing all these unusual last names. Yeah, Phil, his name is Gabriel Dankworth. Fernsby. His name is Gabriel Fernsby. His name is Gabriel Dankworth. Great kid. Gabriel Dankworth. Yeah. This kid's dad was Dankworth? General Gabriel Dankworth. I think the kid's talented, but he's driving me nuts. I do a class called Urban Engineering, and this is about historic. It's about urban planning, and we study historic urban engineering. It's about this kid, Gabriel Dankworth, is there going, well, Professor Clayton, for instance, I was talking to a man the other day, and he went, and he'll go into a Porky Pig voice or something. You know, I don't know, Phil. Come on, bitch. Goddamn, type the shit that I'm telling you to fucking type. Bitch. All right, that was great. I just did an audition. I can't tell you what it was for, but it was a lot of fun. Screen Actors Guild. What the fuck is this? 22nd Screen Actors Guild. Oh, the winner was Louis, whatever the fuck. AFI, an American anthem to the explosive power of art. A celebration of talent, courage, voice. What the fuck is this? Postage on the rise and fall of NWA is a raging tonic. Well, now, wait a minute. Is this a documentary? There was the film, Paul Giamatti. What is this? Is this from last year? Wasn't that like last year? I don't know when this is from. Oh, it is. It's from last year. I pulled this out. This is an old return service. 30 years after NWA hit the music scene. This is an old flyer for promoting the movie that was the, you know, the the biopic of NWA. But what was the name of that flick? It was called AF. What's the name of the goddamn movie, bitch? Huh? Bitch, what is the name of the movie? The fucking movie ain't even... There's no... But they don't, the fuck, maybe it's just NWA, is that it? Maybe it's called This Potent Pulsing Story of the Rise and Fall of NWA as a Raging Tonic for Troubled Times. That's the name of the movie. Anyway. Does Bobby get interviewed? We interviewed Mavis last night. Bobby got her ass beat. She lost to Margaret, I think. So why don't we announce the quarterfinals? The two semifinals. The winners are Bobby Dooley interview. And then we announced the winners, Chef Carl Chedilia, Margaret Gray, Jay Santos, Mavis Leonard. Well, I think I would call that an upset, man. You would think that Bobby would win that fight. And Mavis having relatively no fight experience. So Bobby's going to say the whole thing is rigged. Well, I think we have to have Margaret taking on, Chef Carl Jay Santos, and Mavis and Chef Carl Chedilia. I think that's the fight, man. Jay Santos, well, no. I think it's Margaret versus Chef Carl Chedilia, and Jay Santos versus Mavis Leonard. Setting up either Margaret versus Jay, which I think would be very intriguing, or Margaret versus Mavis. If Chef Carl wins in an upset, then him against either Mavis or Jay would be very, very good. I don't know. I don't think that's a tough fight for Margaret. I think it should be, frankly, Margaret versus Mavis. But Chef Carl is going to be the low seed. And I think Margaret's going to be the number one seed. Mavis is probably number two. Jay is number three. And Chef Carl will be number four. I mean, I can't see it any other way. And that would set that up. So, there you go. There's a Bobby Dooley interview. There is a Chef Carl, a Professor Emery Clayton interview. And like that, we'll start out probably with a Bobby Dooley. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. La da 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 da. Restaurant. It's funny, I don't have any sound effects for pandemic times. You know where? Yeah, that one. Oh shit. Okay, good. Next up, we have Chef Carl Chedilia. Am I interviewing Bobby first, or am I interviewing Emery Clayton? I think I'm interviewing Bobby first. Then we do the thing. Then we do Professor Clayton. Professor Emery Clayton. Professor Emery Clayton, yeah. I like that better. So we're going to Professor Herbie Clayton. Is Clayton in the bathtub? Phil, I'm having a bath. I honest. Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, he says, what's he sound like, man? Bobby, Professor Emery Clayton. Now, is that it? I thought we had other.
Yes, Phil, I'm interested. You know, Margaret thinks I'm going to be some type of pushover. God damn, you know.
Chef, you know, nice to speak with you. That will be next week. We'll end it with Jay Sanders and Mavis Leonard in 2 weeks, because Margaret's up, man. She hasn't had a fight in 3 weeks or something.
Oh, I see. What am I, somebody's mule? Am I someone's just racehorse? Just put me out there.
Margaret, you got to start paying your freight. A lot of guys lost a lot of cabbage on that last fight.
Oh, well, all right, Raging Bull Man.
All right. Lost a lot of cabbage. All right, man. So, I think Chef Chedilia will check in. So we'll start off with Bobby. It's a Bobby Dooley interview. Followed up with Margaret and Chef Chedilia. Select. These will be the. Then I'll announce the seatings. Then we have Chef Chedilia and Margaret interview. Finally, Professor Clayton. Okay, man, that's where that's at, baby, you know? And then, like, you do what you do. You just, I want to buy what you fucking got, man, you know? Print, motherfucker. Okay, there. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, man. Bobby, how's it going?
You know, Phil, I'm not going to do any more of these because I think the whole thing's rigged. I think it's rigged from the start.
We think it's rigged, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, we think it's rigged, Mr. Henry.
Why do you think that?
I think I'm talking to Phil.
No, but why do you think that? I'm part of the panel as well.
Oh, you're part of the panel. I forgot. You think you're so big. You think you're really big, don't you?
Bobby, please don't act like the ass that we all know you are.
What? What do you mean?
Turn that goddamn thing off, man. I don't need to copy that, motherfucker. All I need to do is print that shit. Print that shit. You know what I'm saying? Print it, man. Print it. Boom. Oh, man. How much time are we fucking around on this goddamn thing? Okay. It's a pre-show, you know? You're probably wondering what it's on. This gives me comfort, you see. This is back when I really enjoyed football. I know. I'm an old-timer. I'm an old AFL fan, and this is when the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Minnesota Vikings in Super Bowl IV. It was also another upset. It was also considered to be not as much of an upset as the Jets over the Colts, but it was still considered to be an upset, as the Kansas City Chiefs were still, you know, they were the last champion of the old American Football League before everything merged in 1970. And I'll tell you what, that was, okay, well, it's all gone now, so I'll just bring myself back on here. that was fun to watch, man. That was the Chiefs, you know, just embarrassing Minnesota, and it was a harbinger of what was to come, you know, over the 70s. The AFC, now the AFC, not the old American Football League, the AFC became dominant. They won all the Super Bowls. They had the superstars of the league emerged in the AFC. They, you know, well, I should say that the Steelers, which used to be in the NFL, they won the Super Bowls, but the Raiders, a lot of those teams, I would say that the old AFC Central, which was the Cleveland Browns, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Houston Oilers, was one of the baddest ass fucking division. They were way more black and blue than the so-called black and blue division, you know, the Lions and the Packers, all that shit, which, yeah, okay, you know, all respect to them, but they had wars, man, in that fucking division, especially between the Bengals and Browns because of Paul Brown, but the Steelers, too. It was a nasty, hard-fought fucking division. So whoever came out of that goddamn division was a badass opponent, and the Steelers, you know, won 4 Super Bowls. But they were pushed by teams like the Oakland Raiders, you know, and they were pushed in their own division. They had some serious competition. I mean, they had some serious teams that were chasing them. So the Raiders won, the Steelers won, the Colts won, the Dolphins won. I mean, the biggest story of the 70s has got to be, other than the Steelers, the Miami Dolphins winning, they won 2 Super Bowls in a row and they had a perfect season. So the AFC was the story, baby. Don't even fucking worry about it, man. And that's what I loved about them. You know, I loved all those old players. I love the old wide open style of play. I just loved it. I love the old AFL, man. I feel sorry for people that never got a chance to watch them because they really just let it all hang out and they didn't give a flying fuck. You know, they knew that they were going against the much, much better, more better exposed, more publicity National Football League. But then along came all these superstars, you know, like Joe Namath, the Fred Biletnikoffs, you know, the all those cats, man. O.J. Simpson. All right, dudes. Dudes and dudettes. Let's do this. Yo, let's do this. Oh, fuck. Don't tell me. Don't fuck. Oh. Dream water, this land. Fuck that. Yeah. Yeah, man, I like that. All right, dude, so that's it. That's all we got. That's the end of the pre-show. Fuck it. Let's get a better background so that I'm feeling like I got some kind of a surfy. I want to go surf tonight. The only thing I got is this. That's okay.
That's okay.
The old El Pacifico right there. What do we have here? Is this the fucking... I got a goddamn billiard room chair here in my thing. All right. Yeah, baby. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California. This is General Gale Show. I'm Phil Hendry. Yeah, man. Yeah, baby. Hey, it's Phil Hendry here for... Hey, Phil Hendry here for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. Lots of things coming up on our Phil Hendry Show website. Beyond the... as I mentioned, you know, we got to do something with that goddamn...